presentation.
Your Honor, I really think that we need to refer this to Cheetah. You know, I just really don't think this is the time and place for our, to allow a presentation to speak negatively on a business coming in town. So I'd still like to see this to be moved to Cheetah. If there's any questions, they can answer them. But that's what I feel.
Can I speak to that?
Let me, 1 second, please.
Go ahead.
I think with the open meeting laws, we can't stop anybody from speaking at Ways and Means or giving a presentation. I think, you know, as long as it's constructed to biodiesel, like what I've read, as long as, I guess he's not, how should I put it in a nice way, without slamming Epitome Energy or what we're potentially trying to bring to our community. He keeps on track, I guess I'm okay with it. Any thoughts? It's open.
Well, I think this has all been a Cheetah business, trying to bring it in and stuff. I don't see any wrong with leaving it out there either. You know, coming here, we're trying to sway the community or the council to either go for or against, and I don't think that's good.
I agree.
I think it should go back on to Cheetah.
A lot of these questions and concerns could have been addressed, and we just don't know. So, I mean, we're kind of sitting here and saying, well, here are the threats. I mean, do we know whether or not, I mean, have they, I guarantee they know these different issues at hand. I've read through all the documentation, and it's, you know, yeah, some of it's there, but we're talking decades down the road. You know, I'm not going to be on this earth when a lot of it happens. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know if it's appropriate for us to allow this platform without, you know, the right players in the room. You know, but that's just my feel.
I guess I got a question for Brian.
Yep, go ahead.
You put a lot of work into this, and I commend you for doing that. But, you know, this has been in the air since Epitome mentioned they were coming to Crookston.
Yep.
Now, we've had a committee formed with this project. I guess my question is, why didn't you bring this information to the committee out at Cheetah? And my second question is back on September 5th, we had the power players here from Epitome and some of his team. Why didn't you address that?
That's a fair question, and I'll answer that. You know, I'm a taxpayer. I've got my own business concern going, and we count on those that are hired to do this work, to do the work that I did and others did. And there's a fiduciary responsibility of the folks that we require to be doing this information for us. It's not my job or any other taxpayer's job to wonder if or not they've been doing their job. A threat assessment, Jake, isn't meant to bash a business, especially in a macro threat assessment like this business plan threat assessment is. Your family runs a business. Many families run a business here. Any bankers here would tell you, you walk into a bank, and you're going to come forward asking for money. They're going to say, where's your SWOT analysis? Where's your business plan? A threat assessment within a business plan is meant to strengthen a business. It's not meant as an attack on a business. Now, I'm presenting this information for a reason. However, I would say this. I've got a life of my own. I've got a business to get going on my own. I'm busy doing that. So to go to all these meetings and everything else that have been going on hasn't been that much of a priority for me. But because I'm aware of this information, I've done it on my own, I'm doing it for this purpose, I'm beginning to hear in the media and beginning to hear from these meetings and from the farmers that are sitting out here pushing for this project, that apparently this work that's responsible to be presented by fiduciaries of this project, and, you know, fiduciaries of our money, this project should have been presenting information to the city council. I'm here as a taxpayer tonight, right? I have a responsibility that my money is watched over, and your money as taxpayers. This isn't just a Cheetah situation, because they've already approached you guys looking for money off my wall. And I'd be curious to see how many farmers here have already put money in the project. How many?
I guess right. back, I guess, okay, back
okay,
to the...
So just a quick question I have, because we're taxpayers. All you farmers sitting here tonight want this project, understand that. I don't think most of you have a good feel for it. However, you've already asked all of us taxpayers in Crookston to put our money into it. I don't have a say. You have a say. Right? You all have a say whether or not you can do it. But you're here tonight, some of you, probably expecting that taxpayers put the money in before you do. I don't think that's fair.
Right?
That's appropriate.
I don't know if you saw it, but there was a hand back here.
I saw that. I saw one hand up there.
I saw one hand up there,
and I don't know how many farmers are here tonight. I'm guessing 15, 16, something like that. So one out of 15 or 16. So as a taxpayer, I'm sitting here saying, folks, you want us to put our money in before the folks are pushing for the project themselves.
I guess my back to Jake's question, though, legally and open meetings, I don't think we can stop him from putting a presentation.
Well, I feel like at, you know, an open forum, he has every right to come in for 5 minutes and, you know, do what he wants to do. But as far as ways and means, that's for the council to discuss the different issues at hand for the different items that are on.
Well, I'd like to say something about you. You said some of this stuff might be 50, 40, 50 years or whatever in the future. That would tell me that you haven't either read in the information or you haven't done enough research on it yourself to know that that's not the case.
And so
what I'm saying is it would be a benefit to the taxpayers. Apparently the taxpayers of the city and you guys representing
us. If we switch over to hydrogen tomorrow, how much in infrastructure are we going to need to have?
It's already underway.
I want the answer to that. How much infrastructure costs are going to be needed to fulfill the needs if everybody switch over to hydrogen tomorrow?
That cost is being absorbed by private entities. It's being absorbed
public,
by Shell.
Public, private, and then it's $500 billion.
Yeah.
Which is also about 4 decades away, as almost every expert has said, in order to get up to
tell
that.
Tell me this. How many vehicles do you think Amazon, Jeff Bezos, just signed a purchase agreement for full EV platform? Privately done.
People are going electric. They're going hydrogen is so limited because there's no filling station.
Listen to this. Just on this weekend, the Prime Minister of Japan just held a hydrogen meeting, right? How many vehicles do you think he said are going to be put in place in 10 years?
Well, I'm very happy that we're not going to be selling biodiesel over to Japan. It's going to stay pretty much in the United States. So, I mean,
just
are going a little more electric, and we're going to get there. But we're talking 2049 by the best analysts say we're at 50% electric. And I can show you 100 documentations
so,
to
but,
it.
But the point is here, it should be presented to taxpayers. What's the platform to present it for the taxpayers if it's not within the very council that represents the taxpayers?
We've given out a small forgivable loan if they meet the criteria. Okay, that's all we've done
why
so far.
Why forgivable?
Because they're. What do you mean forgivable?
Well, why is it forgivable? Why is the loan forgivable?
Why wouldn't it be forgivable?
Why would it be forgivable for two, if they
for
walk in
for a $200 million investment into the town and we're giving $250,000? You don't think that's a small price to pay?
Let me ask you this. If they walk in Farm Credit Services, walk into Bremer, do you think that's a forgivable loan?
We're not a bank.
Well,
okay, hold on. Hold on, please. Please. I think he's on the open agenda. Legally, I don't think we can hold him from not doing the presentation. I think we move forward with it.
Your Honor. Well, I'd make a motion that we table this until we have the city attorney to weigh in on that issue.
I second it. City attorney, is he still here?
No.
Your Honor, I'm just wondering how many people are here to listen to this gentleman speak.
That's my question too.
I'll tell you this. If you need the city attorney to make a ruling on this, I'm perfectly fine with that. I can come back and present next week or a week after. If you want the city attorney to make a ruling on whether or not this is germane, I came here 2 weeks ago to ask to get on this presentation, just like anyone else would. It was approved, right? It was approved.
What was it?
That I could speak here tonight.
Not by this council.
Nope, we never approved it.
That was my understanding.
The mayor did.
There was a statement that, to put this on the next agenda.
Okay.
That was not.
Well, I will say this, if you need, for your own comfort, if you need a city attorney approval on that, fine.
All right, I'm not saying that you can't talk, I'm just telling you, you should be talking to the right people. You know, there's a proper process for this, Brian, and you're not taking it, you're trying to come down here.
Wait, just a second.
I'll let him finish first.
Do you represent taxpayers?
Let him do it.
Yeah, we do.
And so it shouldn't be represented, I shouldn't speak to the taxpayers in this body?
How about us?
What do you mean?
Does Crookston not have an opportunity to grow with this for everything?
No, I'm asking to have a right to talk to taxpayers.
No, I'm talking about taxpayers too.
Do you want us, every time that we give out a loan or borrow any money or do it, or another business comes in town, you want us to give a platform at our meetings to?
If there's someone that has information to present that's pertinent to the matter at hand, yeah. Because who else is gonna give you the information? Obviously, you're not getting it from the folks.
You wanna speak to the citizens, Ways and Means are supposed to be to speaking to the council. You've already forwarded on to your presentation. I think most of it have read through it. If you wanna talk to us one-on-one, that's fine, Brian. Nobody's stopping you from doing this.
I was told to come and talk to Ways and Means. That's where I was told, I'm coming here because.
And I'm sorry that you were told that, but it's not my view that should happen.
So then what's the platform?
The platform is you have every right, if you wanna talk to the citizens, do it, but not on our platform.
Okay, how about open city council?
You can have 5 minutes at, you know.
5 minutes, okay.
At the beginning of every city council meeting, if you want, that's what you want.
Unfortunately, I don't understand what the issue here is, but.
Legally, I don't think we can stop them from doing it. I don't even.
I guess I'm just wondering what would be the hesitation for hearing what I was saying.
It's because it's not the proper place for it.
Public.
You've had every opportunity, like, there was that meeting on the 5th, why didn't you go? The people that could answer the room, or answer the questions for you were in that room.
And do you think they would appreciate it if I went to the meet and greet and the thing and I said, I wanna present this information for 20 minutes?
No, but you could ask responsible questions and get.
Responsible, who determines what's responsible questions?
No, that'll be, have to be something that you have to figure out, Brian, but it's not.
For me to figure out?
Right.
Okay, I tell you what, your honor, you make a ruling here and let it be noted and duly noted by the media that's here and everyone that's here what the issue seems to be.
I think with open meeting laws and legally, we can't stop anybody from speaking at either, whether it's council or Ways and Means. He was put on the open agenda. I feel that he's got the right to do his presentation. Yes.
I do think is that we have a motion before, and I think we should deal with that motion at this point in time.
Okay. Got a motion to table this until we talk to our city attorney. And there's a second.
I second it.
Second by Bob. Yes, we've had a discussion. I'd like to do roll call, please. I get a vote, right?
Mm-hmm. Cavalier?
What was the
motion? The motion to table until we talk to the city attorneys. Have our city attorney weigh on whether this presentation can take place.
Aye.
Steinberg?
Nay.
Ed Rutten?
Aye.
Baird?
Aye.
B?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Briggs?
Nay.
Motion passed.